Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Purple Monkey Podcast, episode 15, baby.
Welcome
15.
Back.
Oh, yeah.
He really just didn't inhale there. Wow. Just,
monkeying around as
jingle,
usual.
Jangle.
As per usual.
As per usual. Now,
okay, funny, Ryan.
You're mocking him.
Did that go through your mind
really
and you were like, wow,
me?
That's funny?
You know, I was trying to do a good thing.
We're actually
going to
do something.
Oh,
nice.
I guess you don't want to know the money count.
No, I want
to know.
I want to know the money count.
Okay.
I want to know.
Well, I'm going to tell everyone but you. Someone ban him.
All right.
On it. On it right away.
Mods.
Okay. Well, we're at a good sum of 766 this week.
Oh.
Nice.
Amazing.
Really good. What was it at?
Really just up there.
760 last time?
It's like 762.
Damn.
We're really just making huge financial growth here in the Purple
Market. We are swamped in money.
4 cents.
Starting out this week, I wanted to talk about some podcast suggestions. If you're on our Discord server, the Monkey House, you can send us goofy things, and we might read it on the show.
Yes.
It makes me
maybe.
Chuckle.
Possibly.
So I wanted to read an insightful comment from Monk D.
Oh, yes.
There we go.
Let's see it.
Catgirl gets a load of buckshot blown into her face by a Mossberg.
Okay,
I don't even know what
so that's not really a suggestion.
Do
it's
we
really
like
just more of a statement.
It's more of a comment.
It's more of a philosophical question. There's definitely
yeah, it's
some
more
sort
like
of
a it's more like a political
kind of,
statement.
It kind of addresses the moral dilemmas that we see.
You
in our
could
society.
Really, you could really look into the deeper meaning.
Yeah,
you could see there's many societal undertones about. You know, the world we're living
really
in.
Really foreshadows, like, the undertones of domestic violence that you see in today's society.
Here you see the
so thank you, Monk
girl.
D, for inciting this philosophical discussion.
Really opening the mind.
Another one that's really just driving me crazy. P-Fart Brother 1 Flip Flop said right at Twilight Zone episode. And then he gave me a little script, so I'll take this as like an audition.
Sure, let's see it.
It's Twilight Zone. Picture this. A man covered in oil while holding a match. His name? Dimwit Beavis.
Is that it?
That's it.
Dimwit
the picture, Beavis. The picture is in my mind.
Dimwit Beavis.
I'm a fan
thank
of
you, P-Fart Brother 1 Flip Flop, for that beautiful script.
I mean, with a name like that, we really expected quality, and it delivered.
Good start. This is a good start.
If you want to join in on the fun, go to discord.org and search podcast. We're the Monkey House, always monkeying around like a bunch of monkeys.
Yeah.
It's in the name, really.
Monkey see, monkey do.
Monkey.
Extremely active. You can just kind of show up, and we'll monkey with you.
Yeah.
Speaking of our monkeys, we have a couple of prized monkeys that we'd like to thank for all of their ongoing support. We're talking about the patrons. Oh, fuck, I can't
talk.
Oh,
jeez, can't even talk
the what?
Now.
The patron.
Big stroke guy.
You know, Timmy McTim, Simon, and Young Pirate One?
Oh, yes.
Our boys? You didn't know about our boys? They're our boys.
You know our boys.
Yes.
That's bad.
Okay.
The boys. So... I think that's it for the server stuff for now. I forgot to start the fucking stopwatch, too.
You idiot.
So we're just going to kind of eye it for
good.
The time.
I didn't mention it, too.
We're about 5 minutes in. Does anyone know?
This is live, Emmett. Let's continue. We're like five minutes in. We're like 5 minutes in.
Do you guys mind if I introduce the big topic of the day?
What's the big
go
topic?
Ahead. Go ahead and introduce it.
Cyberpunk 77, new video game.
2077.
Oh my god.
Right. What, you think it's the 77th installment? Oh
why could you
god.
Just not say numbers or words?
What happened to 1 through 76, Emmett?
Cyberpunk 177 AD.
Cyberpunk, the video game. You can fully customize your genitalia.
Just fully customize.
Monster cock.
All the nooks and crannies.
And the testicles.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I'll just read a quick little one-sentence excerpt. Cyberpunk may be the first game in years to receive an AO rating, and the game will also allow you to customize your genitalia. So, who knows?
Absolute
if it gets the AO rating, you won't be able to buy it unless you're 18.
I thought you were
so
going to say, this is the first game in years that lets you customize your genitalia.
Your genitalia.
What Gabe did that.
Saints Row actually did it, but it wasn't
kind of common. Actually, I believe Mario Kart, Animal Crossing,
Super Mario Dawn.
Game to like...
I think there was something in Crash Bandicoot about that.
This is the first game Spyro the Dragon I had, I think, had that feature.
More like gay Transicoot.
This has not been seen since Genitalia Sim for the Sega since Genesis.
Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Cock's Bad.
How much do you think they're going to let you customize this?
It said it was pretty it was the most detailed that it like has ever veins? Been so far.
Well, I think having it at all is the most detailed it's ever been.
What is that? Why is that your first thought, Ryan?
Like, how detailed?
What color blood do you want throwing through your genital vein?
It's an absolute, like, character creator. Draw each individual vein.
Oh, gosh.
So, I really like the style of this. I thought I was going for aesthetic. I was also going for girth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you gotta have that.
Massive girth. That's pretty interesting. Great they said they don't know what the exact degree is yet, but they said they'll be able to adjust the length and the size. So that's pretty interesting. Great. You know, I mean, that's obviously before I even buy a video game, that's the first thing I'm thinking of. How immense can I?
I think my exact degree is like 90. If you know what I mean. Just
I usually like to make it like accurate, so it usually doesn't have that setting allowed in the game. Can't make it that big. I don't know.
Yeah. You've just been seeing a major amount of progression for cocks in video games. First with Red Dead Redemption 2. Absolute horse dong.
You know how you can like connect. You know how you like collect clothing items and stuff. And you collect you know, different
condoms,
fucking nipple rings.
Like, yeah.
Oh yeah. Condoms. Oh yeah. Nice.
Just like, oh, I went down this alley and it was there. Kind of picked it up. Now it's on my character.
80 cyberbucks for the cherry lube.
God.
Absolute neon waste.
No, that's probably what it comes with. Like, if you like pre-order the game, like special edition, you get like a cherry lube.
Collector's edition. Real cherry lube.
Apply with care.
Special edition alien
tentacle edition. God.
Cyberpunk.
Tri-headed dildo
from the future with nano chip.
I mean, what were they? Why would they do that? Why? Oh, I watched the video. Theo sent me a video on this topic, and it said that you get to like pick like you can have like multiple dicks, I guess.
Oh no! You can have both. You can have both female and male.
You can have something that's not even created yet. You can be way out there. You could be way in there. You could do both.
Cyber hermaph.
Oh my god!
Oh, gosh. I think it really wants to just open the boundaries of gender equality. I think is what it really shows.
Please just have full dick customization. Fucking cyborg.
Okay, you know it's gonna be
cyborg
so funny
from
though.
Teen Titans.
This show not call us RoboCop.
It's like and we're having half. Over a video game.
Oh, what cock are you
going to
give
yours? RoboCop's RoboCock.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, good one. That was classic.
That's RoboCock. A classic one right there.
2077.
Yeah, that's pretty funny, though. But, I've never seen a game with an AO rating, so that'll be interesting if
absolute
the ESRB gives it
Cyber Splooge.
Cyber Splooge. Intergalactic Cyber Splooge.
That's all we have.
I didn't even talk to you.
Oh, that's the best part.
Reginald, the ship is breaking. You're going to have to repair it with the spare parts of your cyber cock.
Oh, gosh. Plug into them. Okay, this is just getting old really fast.
Terrible. Oh, mine, the Swiss Army knife, actually.
Getting into the story.
Oh, gosh. All right. Okay, I do have something else.
I guess I have a...
I think, we'll get that after the ad, I think.
I guess I have all a right. funny...
It's about that time, boys.
Oh, it is about that time? Oh, okay.
It is about that time. Enjoy your handcrafted, beautiful monkey ad. All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed that little ad break.
Okay.
It's got a little
sure
odd.
They did.
A little hectic, huh?
Oh, should we cut to an ad break real quick?
Yeah.
Or should we just? Oh, yeah.
No. I think start? Next top. No.
Oh.
Nah, oh.
We'll see.
Okay.
Just making sure. Right.
I think just wanted to double good. Check on that one.
Didn't know.
No.
You know. It's confusion.
It turned into a bit of a mess at the end of that, but I think it was. We had to spare.
So, Emmett forgot to take his meds this morning, and
okay, anti-itch cream, maybe
forgot to take my hemorrhoid medication.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, always got to be prepared for the H.
Acting up.
Okay.
Fuck.
All right, Wyatt, do you have any topics to go over?
Yeah, I have a topic that's pretty interesting if we think about this. So if Jeff Bezos keeps growing at his rate, then by 2026 he'll become the world's first trillionaire.
That's pretty cool.
It's pretty insane.
Shit. That is insane.
Yeah. 6 years.
Damn,
that's cool.
So yeah, the world doesn't have a trillionaire yet, but maybe he'll become one. And maybe we can lend him our 6 cents that we've made this week.
Yeah, he might need that.
Just kind of put it in perspective.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll lend him some money so he can fix that eye he has. Oh, God, he's creepy.
I'm going to look up how much money he makes per hour.
It's like some...
Jeff Bezos makes $4 million an hour.
Yeah. Nice.
So, you know, that's like, okay.
Just, yeah.
Like, it's cute.
Are you making six cents
monkey level
a week?
You're not monkey house level. What?
He's a little bit
low. So if it was
6 cents a week, $4 million an hour. That's pretty insane. Someone could definitely do the math per second.
Oh yeah.
But that's
so
insane.
$4 million per hour.
Oh yeah, Ryan.
Not now.
Ryan. Type it in the calculator.
Calculator.
Let's be real. Ryan does not work a calculator.
I'm gonna put that in the calculator. Calculator.
So I did have something for you, monkeys.
All right, let's hear it.
Oh, a little sneak peek into an exclusive bit of content.
Oh yeah,
the monkey.
It's for them to listen to, not you, Ryan.
I thought you were talking to us. Right. Got it.
Idiot.
Dumb moron.
Stupid.
So
fatty.
We're gonna give you that clip.
All right. There is a subreddit here that is as far from beautiful as possible. It is r/mantits.
Nah, that's not going
on, Ryan. That's just your public photo gallery.
That's just your home forum.
Huh?
Yeah.
Homepage? Oh, that is it's not just what it is.
Terrible.
It's really bad. It's basically gainers, but like
just the tits.
It's not just that. It's really gainers.
Kind of disgusting.
Oh,
yeah, it is kind of disgusting. Yeah, hit the nail on the head.
I mean, I think it's kind of hot.
Okay, we're ending it right now because that was an awful comment.
I'm gonna puke.
I mean, like,
scrolling through this, I'm gonna puke.
Excrontinous? What? Did you just make up a word?
I said scrolling through this.
Shakespeare's rolling in his grave just after what you did.
All right, yeah.
Good job. Yay. Hope you enjoyed that little clip.
All right, yeah.
You know, you can join in on the fun at our Purple Monkey Patreon.
Dude, that was a great clip.
It was amazing. It was
kind of reminds me of my favorite haircut store, Great Clips.
Oh my god. Shut the fuck up.
What is your laugh? You had like a quiver in there. That was awful.
What happened? This whole thing is like,
oh my gosh.
Me?
No, Ryan.
I just had a,
sound like a schoolgirl.
I had like a mid-splooge.
Ryan, you giggling little turd ball.
Just had a little seizure there.
I think I might have.
We're all just
okay. Sounds like a you problem.
Is it getting hot in here? Or is that just me? After my
what are you talking about, you pervert?
After my absolute spaz sesh before that ad break.
Is anyone's heart also hurting?
No, we don't have heart disease. This is really just chonker. A fun time.
You need a second?
I might.
Quick meditation
session. Break out Granny's ventilator.
What's the next
slides
thing?
A cheeseburger down his throat.
Probably.
Oh god.
I don't know why my heart hurts. Yeah, I saw an article that said that Big Mac's good for you. You eat it with the Twinkie instead of the bun.
Ryan took that one to heart. Literally.
I can just feel it like
it's crawling down my throat. Just
okay.
Ryan's literally sweating grease.
I'm like sweating right now. I think I'm having a stroke.
Bacon.
Shut up.
Ryan's left side of his body is just drooping.
All right, so next time, Wyatt, the big funeral special.
Next,
oh gosh.
What do you got, Wyatt?
Okay, next up, Oh, this is something to do with our little situation we're in right now. Apparently, after this whole corona thing is over, airports will even be harder to get through because they'll have even more stations for like disease testing now.
Oh,
that's mandatory to go through.
Yeah.
So there's not only like the security and all that stuff, but there's also a disease section now that you might have to go through now.
Like 12 checkpoints.
It's going to take an extra
extra step. 7 hours. Fantastic.
Okay, you know, please take a deuce. Too. Take a deuce in this jar. We're gonna need to analyze it. Just picking through.
They look at Ryan. They're like, okay, maybe not. Maybe you just
maybe we don't let him on the plane. Cargo's gonna have to leave. Mm.
It's all gonna start like merging. They hear you sniffle. All right, full anal cavity search.
Bend over.
Whole fist.
Hear the latex gloves.
Sir, you might feel a little poke.
And that will not be mandatory. So either way, we'll see how that looks.
Yeah. That's going to suck.
Our humor today is just so fucking dumb.
So it's probably first only funny to us.
First with a cyber cock.
Cyber cock.
Way to reel it all back, Emmett.
Yeah. Okay.
Bring it back.
Just bring back the memories.
Wyatt, do you have anything else?
Yeah, I have one more thing, so let's take it easy on this one. This one is a little Star Wars related news.
Oh, really?
So, I don't know if you already knew this, but Taika Waititi is set to direct the new Star Wars film. Yeah.
I did hear this. I have faith in him, but Kathleen Kennedy might ruin it, like she always does.
We'll see. But he also directed the season finale of Mandalorian, so hopefully we're in good hands there.
I mean, who knows if that'll revive the series. Thor Ragnarok, and that was a great movie.
And
Thor Ragnarok? What?
That was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see Jojo Rabbit.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was good.
It was
a good movie.
It was like, okay. Wasn't like,
I'm a little too personal.
It was like
personal.
Personal.
Are you high?
Yeah, maybe sharing a little bit too much, Ryan.
Jojo Siwa.
Yeah.
Jojo Siwa.
Oh. Have you ever watched Jojo Siwa?
I've like seen clips of Jojo Siwa.
Bet you like that, don't you?
Do you like have posters of her on your wall?
No, do you like do you like the dancer scenes? Maybe
I don't
just like
have Jojo brand.
Debatable.
I don't have Jojo Siwa brand bow hair bow.
Deny it all you want. We all know the truth.
My just whole wall is glitters and JoJo Siwa posters.
There we go. There's the real talk.
There it is. Teenagers dream. Out.
I outed
well,
you.
That's
like wallpaper. There's so much of that.
Oh, yeah.
It's like in the Rick and Morty Pringles commercial when Rick pulls the wall out and the Pringles are there, but instead of that, it's JoJo Siwa posters.
That was just a... That was just a...
I don't get it.
Bit of... I don't know. It's not funny.
I wasn't even a nice try, honestly.
Uh-huh. It was like,
I was like, oh, this is interesting, and then no, it's not.
Oh, okay.
Just ruined it.
Kind of did a quick the old switcheroo on that one, Ryan.
What?
That was just a disappointment.
Ryan's really taking my place for least funny this episode.
What do you mean, Emmett? You
get
were
the
funniest.
Fat out of your ears.
Everyone thinks dementia is funny.
Yeah, it's funny.
Gosh,
I've just been.
Everyone thinks stage.
I've just been the least funny.
Three Alzheimer's is hilarious.
Yeah, shut up. Yeah. Idiot.
Maybe right. Take the fat out of your
well
ears and
dry.
Put it in your mouth so you can't talk.
Dumb, stinky moron.
Stinky, fatty, dummy duty. Big chunger nipple McGee.
We're back to our roots.
Ryan names his grandkids Chunger Nipple 1 and Chunger Nipple 2.
They're like Thing 1 and Thing 2.
Yeah, I was about to say.
He's the fat in the hat. Oh, way to go, Ryan.
He just overfeeds them like fucking cats. They're just fucking like obese.
He's an
r/ chunger. Rolling around on the floor.
Rolling around on their own filth. Sausage.
Shitting on each other.
Human centipede style.
God. We've really come full circle this time.
This is too far. We have nothing this week.
I guess I have a small topic. It's been in the news recently.
Oh,
Emmett kind of cut me off before the ad break, but...
rightfully so.
So, okay.
All right, say it.
So there was this 5-year-old kid who stole his parents' car and drove all the way somewhere to buy a Lamborghini, and when the cop pulled him over... The kid said he was going to buy a Lamborghini with $3.
Okay, Ryan, stop telling us about your brother.
Why is that? That's like something you'd see on like iPhone.
Wait, how did he
that's not even
know how to drive?
I don't feel bad for
he just stole
off,
the car.
Like
he just like stole
yeah,
his parents'
no,
car.
Yeah, no, like I get that part, but if he got in the car and started driving, he's 5 or
yeah.
whatever. And he actually knew
how
to
drive.
I guess
that doesn't make any sense.
And if you watch the video that came with it, like the dash cam, he's like staying pretty good in his lane. He's like a pretty good driver.
He's like drifting.
So why don't they let him just do
it? I think you're a bit jealous, aren't you, Ryan?
I would, yeah. Oh, fuck you.
this is a funny. Now we have to explain the joke to the fans.
I think we already said Ryan, this in an episode.
Ryan managed to get into a bit of a car issue.
I heard that Cam even knew how to stop at the bus stop signs. You know, he actually knew about those.
It's because Ryan ran a school bus stop sign
and killed six children.
Court.
That's the joke, guys. Yes,
he was gonna kill the children. You don't know what?
What? Speak up!
Oh, you don't know if we can talk about it.
Okay, so I guess we'll have to keep talking.
Sorry,
about
Ryan.
It.
We won't talk about the time that you ran a school bus stop sign.
Redacted.
Yeah, let's bleep that out in the edit.
We won't talk about that.
Yeah. We won't talk about that time.
Yeah, let's cut that out.
You don't want us to talk about the time that you ran a school bus stop sign. Take that out. Injured the children
and like killed six children. Like,
take that out.
Drift
like,
slide.
Just take it out of the final cut. That'd be.
You didn't think
oh, yeah,
that was
take it out of the
that'd
final,
be good
yeah.
if you just
like you tried to take those kids out.
Kids out. Yeah. Sometimes justice is best served cold.
Yeah, remember when those kids came up to you? They're like, Ryan, what are we going to do? And then you know, ran the stop sign. Yeah, started the engine, did a little quick rev.
And I will now read off Ryan's license plate.
I think we might have to cut that.
We're gonna read out his license plate.
Oh, yeah.
Place of birth, home address. Name of family members, just
name of the people he ran
blood
over,
type.
The people, the kids he slaughtered, right.
Social security.
I think we're done with this bit. I think we're gonna go.
I think we should keep going.
With yeah,
no. I think you're I done think with the bit course, about yeah. you running the school bus
no,
stop
I think
sign.
We actually forgot to stop this part.
You actually think we should stop talking about the time you
ran
the
over
school bus
no,
stop
like,
sign?
We should cut that out of the. Yeah, take some action against that.
Yeah,
one.
Just take some, it out of the... maybe
what
lawsuit.
Legal action?
No. Maybe file a lawsuit. Mm. Yeah,
kind of low of you to threaten with a lawsuit.
No,
honestly,
let's,
seems kind of like something that a person who would run through a stop sign would do. I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe
kind
it's just
of like
me.
A low blowy.
Everyone loves a blowy.
Like, Ryan, if you, on, even Ryan. If you did, if even if you did do that, I'd probably just ignore it. Like you ignored that bus stop.
All right, it looks like that time, guys.
Well, now we have to leave it in.
End of the episode.
What?
Yeah, we got
no.
time.
A couple more minutes.
Yeah, a couple more.
Let's
talk
simmer.
About Ryan's legal trouble.
No, like, actually, might have to like take that out for real.
Actually, like...
Actually, probably gonna like probably
keep,
gonna extend
you
it.
You keep telling us that, but we're not listening. So you
every time
should.
You say it, I
honestly,
just say
if you wouldn't have said anything, this would have been over like 5 minutes
we
ago.
I would have made the joke once.
Mm-hmm. One time,
buzzkill.
Oh,
so have you guys heard about the All right, I guess it probably is time to wrap it up. All
right.
Thank you all for listening. Make it to the end like a real true monkey.
True
we have a Discord server. Once again, search podcast on discord.org. Join the monkey zone. Have a monkey of a time. If you're feeling an extra special mood, feel free to join in the fun on the Patreon, but it's by no means necessary, but we do post a lot of bonus content, extended episodes, and all that stuff.
Make it
oh,
worth
yeah.
it.
Pretty, it's pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So that being said... Have a good week, monkeys, and we'll catch you next
Bye,
time.
Guys.
Adios.
Mm-hmm.